We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or CSICPA.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I could tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy, we go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you gotta go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Speaking Millennial. This is another week without Spadia. We're sorry he's on assignment in the Congo. My name is Jay Black. I'm joined here by, let me get this right.
Wait. Our special guest is calling in.
She's calling in right now. So Jessica Gibson, that was the voice you just heard. Jessica Gibson. We're joined by our special guest who's calling in right now, Anna Lacey. Anna, are you on the line?
Yes. Hi.
Yay.
How are you? First off, let me apologize for being Spadia free. He is still stuck at Chasing News, and I know put all this together. He's not avoiding you. There's something. What happened there? Is a camera broke or some sort?
He's using a P2 camera and doing stand-ups to record the whole show because all their equipment crashed.
Now Anna Lacey's a TV personality, so I'm sure she understands everything you just said.
Oh wow! Yes,
she probably doesn't understand a whole system crashing though.
Well,
that's above anything I would ever understand. I didn't think he was avoiding me until you just suggested that he wasn't. So now I'm going to be paranoid.
Oh, you know what?
You too.
I forget that women do that with the paranoia thing. My wife, said yesterday, she was like, oh, my two friends are hanging out together and they're not with me. They didn't invite me. She's got them on Find My Friends. So she looked on Find My Friends and saw that they were both at each other's house.
Are you on Find My Friends too?
Well, not with her friends.
But just you guys keep track of each other?
Yeah, we keep track of each other. We could always check to see where the other person's at. We've got nothing to hide, Jessica Gibson.
I have never even heard of this Find My Friends. It sounds very stalkery of your loved ones.
Well, I mean, it is kind of, but it's also like, you know, if you're trying to coordinate your life and, you know, it's a lot easier for me to go like, hey, I'm on my way home, check Find My Friends, and Find My Friends will go like, he'll be home in 38 minutes. And that way two things happen. She knows exactly when I'm going to be home, and I can't lie about it because everybody lies when they say how far away they are, right? Everybody goes, oh, 20 minutes. And we both know it's 38. Now we don't have to worry about that. But my wife said, like, she follows her friends on Find My Friends, and her friends follow her. And she was like, oh, my two friends are at the house. Why didn't they invite me? And I was like, I don't know. Maybe they had something going on. And she's like, I'm very upset about this. And I was like, this is the division of the sexes, because this would not even bother. Like, if my friend Bill Spadia was at Chasing News without me, I'm not sitting there going, why didn't he invite me to Chasing News?
That's
I'm
just like, what he's going to do when you and Ashley are at NBC. He's going to be like, oh, they're there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's going to be a thing.
They're friends. What are they doing?
Just for the record, I was joking. I think you can be a woman and be chill about those things, too.
Well,
I wouldn't necessarily be paranoid.
I'm impressed your wife has friends.
Well,
just because I'm like, it's so hard to make friends when you're older. What do you do?
Oh yeah, no, she's she's hired them. they're part of a service for I'm always surprised that my wife has friends after those friends meet me.
Oh.
That's where I become like, well, they must love you, honey, because look, you know, she's
like, you get older, you get married, and then you like lose all your friends. Like Ashley Hall's my only friend left.
Mm-hmm. No,
wait, how old is your wife? This sounds like very hip to be using an app to
I know.
Find friends. I feel like this is Snapchat level, and I'm too old for Snapchat. I tried it, but.
And Snapchat, you can see where your friends are at all the time.
Oh, really?
You can?
Yeah.
I'm too old for it because I didn't even discover that feature.
And I'm going to tell you, you ask how old my wife is, I'll tell you how old she looks, 29 and a half. Her actual age is lost to the ages. Nobody knows for sure what that is. only her hairstylist and the federal government knows for sure. But yeah, no, she, you know, again, I don't want to make it a woman versus man thing, but like my wife said to me when I was like, what are you so upset about? Like, this doesn't make sense why you're upset. She was like, it's a girl thing, Jay. You wouldn't get it. I was like, all right.
No, I went into a complete wormhole. I was like listening to Whitney Cummings on a podcast and she was talking about, you know, she did that movie, The Female Brain, and there was a book it was all based on, and I started reading it, and it is fascinating because there are like there are certain centers in your brain that are just larger in a woman, their mm-hmm. communication and forget the other one. But basically there's a reason why women being so like attuned to details and maybe paranoia, it's because like that was evolutionarily how you kept people alive, because you were like super keyed into things going around you.
Absolutely.
You didn't have the brawn. But now you put that into modern day society, and you know what some of these neuroscientists would say is that, you know, now that's how you get the like, you're crazy, you're overreacting type of thing. That there is like some kind of neurological reason for the difference between men and women.
I agree 100% on that. You know, it's I often, you know, one of the things they talk about is the the cerebellum, you know, the part of the brain that sort of connects the left half and the right half, you know, and that's double the size in women than it is in men.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of times, like, you know, the part of your brain that generates emotions and the part of your brain that you know, has language for that emotion is connected by the corpus.
Is this what your like therapist teaches you?
Oh no, this is this is just what I read when no one is talking to me, which is often. Yeah. But no,
I'm impressed by your knowledge.
There's a pathway there, and it's the thing that allows you to tap into the words. If you sever that pathway, it's an interesting thing happens where you have an emotion, but you literally can't have words for that emotion. Like stroke victims and stuff go through this. So when you talk to a dude, one of the things you have to keep in mind is when you go like, how are you feeling right now? And the guy doesn't answer.
He doesn't know.
Well, no, it's not that he doesn't know. He literally can't access the words for what he's feeling, because the part of his brain that feels stuff and the part of his brain that actually has a word for it are separated by this little tiny highway. Yours is double the size. So you have a feeling and all of a sudden, like, it's like an avalanche of words come out. This is exactly how I feel when you do this. And then how do you feel? And sometimes you get a grunt back and your interpretation is he doesn't feel anything. And then like 3 months later, he goes, actually, I was pretty upset. You go, well, how come you didn't say anything about it? It's like, well, I literally had no words for it. So I punched the wall and I went to bed. That's how men operate. I agree 100% that there are biological differences that when you apply them today, go nuts. And all of a sudden you're trying to figure out the other side. And I think that's part of the issue when you try to think of the opposite sex in the way you see the world. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden there's a lot of barriers that go up to understanding because we don't see the world exactly the same.
So. No, Jay, speaking of stalking, I was stalking your podcast and I saw you were talking about getting a golden doodle.
Oh, good call. Yes, a golden doodle is, we just literally got it today. She came in. Rosie.
Are you just so in love? I have a golden doodle.
I'm obsessed. I love her to death. Yes.
I've become like an annoying person because of the dog. Like, I've become that person immediately.
Where you
like,
want
to Instagram feed as a dog. I just, you know, I treat him as a human being. And I'm sure that's like very annoying for anyone who doesn't care about dogs or has actual children and thinks that I'm, you know, conflating the two.
Well, here's
no, you cannot do.
Here's what I'll tell you. I have actual children and I have a golden doodle and I totally get where you're coming from because I love this golden doodle far more than I love my children. Because my children will disappoint me in this golden doodle.
Only a man will admit that, which I love. Women always say, no.
No, this golden doodle will love me unconditionally and never disappoint me. And I'm pretty sure that my kids have, their love is very conditional. But I totally get it. They are beautiful. And my kids already are jealous because I was like, this is my little love. And my daughter was like, I thought I was your little love. And aww. I was like, move over. There's new hotness in town, kid.
Taking up space on the couch.
That's right. I said, get out of here. This is me and Rosie time. So, yeah.
I will warn you, though, they are the most, they are so smart and so emotionally manipulative. We have, like, I've realized, like, I have let this dog have too much say. And now he's a little bit of a nightmare at 2.5. So, being a little firmer early on, it will probably serve you well. It's so hard to do because they're so cute.
No, I all the females in my family know I am very susceptible to emotional manipulation from women that I love. So I'm done. I've already bought this dog a pony. She said she wanted one, Jessica. What was I supposed to do?
You're such a good dad.
No, I don't think
he's a good dad.
I don't think giving your child everything that she asked for makes you a good dad necessarily.
Yeah, but a pony is
being a softie for them, though, isn't it?
Yeah, no, so it's actually kind of interesting. I was thinking about I'm looking forward to my daughter destroying her first boyfriend because. Well, here's the thing. I'm a comedian, and my daughter is as fast, if not faster, than I am. Whatever the gene for like thinking of funny stuff to say is, she has it in spades. No. And she just she came to all. I did a cruise last week, and she came to all of my shows because it's a family friendly show. And I was like, you don't have to come. And she's like, I like watching you. I like all the people laughing. And she started to mouth along with my act. So then she met all the other comedians on the boat, and like just like my son, she's sort of like being wrapped into this world of like super funny, super quick people. Aww. And I'm thinking she thinks that this is just how men are.
Uh-huh.
That when you hang out with men, they will always entertain you by constantly being funny. And she likes to give and take with people. Like, she's the best shit giver I've ever met. And she loves that aspect of it. I'm like, I can't wait for her to get her first boyfriend who's like, you know, the backup quarterback on the varsity football team. And she's going to sit there and go, let's do long form improv. And he's going to look at her like, I don't know what you're talking about. So I think it's going to be interesting. She'll probably wind up with a guy like that because I think you find your opposites. Yeah. But I think early on, she's just going to take that first boy and destroy him. Like, just go like, you know what's wrong with you? And then go into a 15-minute monologue that deconstructs every aspect of him, which I'm looking forward to. I can't wait.
Well, that's good, though, because then she won't bring you a boring son-in-law one day.
Oh, here's
you want your kids to have good taste, because otherwise it sucks if they marry someone that you find boring, right?
Yes, and I'm going to tell you something, though. The only thing that worries me is if she, you know, starts going to open mics and she starts dating some open micer who sucks, and she comes home and goes, Daddy, you'll like him.
Help his comedy career.
Look, Daddy, he's just as funny as you. I'm pushing him out a window. That person's dying. I'm saying it now. That if she says someone's just as funny as me, I'm choking that person to death. It's not allowed. It's not allowed, Jessica.
No, she sounds smart. She sounds smart, so I don't think she'll say that. She'll only say that to you to, like, cut your heart open one day in a fight.
Yeah, I'm sure. She's already probably writing in her journal, like, these are the things that will emotionally destroy Daddy. So, Anna, I want to talk to you because you are...
Yeah, have you guys met?
We've never met personally.
No. And can I tell you something? When you, off the bat, you were like, Bill Spady's not here. We did some group calls about this show we're going to talk about, Street Cred.
Yes.
The entire time, I thought you were Bill. Like, you sound more like Bill to me than Bill does.
Really? Well, yes. I should have said things to confuse you. Like, I think that Trump is fiscally irresponsible. And then you're like, what's going on? Why is Bill talking like this? But yeah, this is actually a big deal. This is the podcast debut of our big announcement that that Bill and I have started a production company and that our first show stars Anna Lacey as the host of a show called Street Cred. So yay!
And you're wearing an Exit 19 hat.
Yes, I have a hat for the production company, Anna. We only have one, but eventually we'll have more that we can send out to people that work for us.
Wait, was it for your birthday?
Yes, I got it for one of the partners.
Happy birthday. I don't even know when your birthday is.
It was July 16th. It was a while ago.
Okay.
So you've been traveling. Yeah. You've gotten married, Jessica. There's other things for you to worry about.
Okay.
Congratulations.
I almost said thank you. That's how bad the mansplaining is, Jessica. I was almost like, well, thank you. I got married 14 years ago.
But also a happy birthday.
So Anna is the star of our show, which hopefully by the time this airs, which will be in September, will already be picked up for a 7-season commitment at one of the major networks.
Cool.
But we have a do you know what the show is, Jessica? Have we told you?
We talked about it with Nicole.
Right.
So I don't know if like I missed something since then. And I was like also sleep deprived and planning my own wedding and not listening to anyone else. So
actually I'll let Anna explain it because you had to explain it, that's the only video I've seen so far. And you did a wonderful job of it, Anna, talking about what the show was. So why don't you tell everybody what Street Cred is?
Yeah. So it was a great idea you and Bill came up with. So basically it is spotting anyone who is wearing a face or a logo you would recognize, mostly sport teams. There was some like America logos. Anyway, the point is you've got 5 questions. If you can answer 3 out of 5 about what you're wearing, then you have the street cred to actually be wearing it. And shockingly, very few people actually have
street
cred.
You go ahead.
No, but you wrote all the questions. They were very funny. I'm actually shocked. I don't know a lot about sports myself, and only like one person called me out on that because I'm basically walking up to complete strangers and like trolling them over no lack of knowledge. And for the most part, people are really good sports about it. Actually, like pretty much 100%. It was a lot of fun. Met a lot of people, and yeah, as you said, hopefully we'll be in this ongoing show by the time this airs.
Well, I from what I'm hearing from our editor and director Matt, you did a fantastic job, and I think it sells on that because I think the idea of what if Alex Trebek, you know, flagged you down as you were walking by and asked you questions about your shirt that you were wearing, but except Alex Trebek is a beautiful woman on the streets of New York. I don't see why anybody wouldn't want to watch that show from now until the end of time.
I have a funny picture to show you. Do you know who Patrick Reina is from, like, Sandlot? He was doing, like, press tour. He took a selfie with some guy wearing a shirt. The guy did not.
Oh, he's wearing your Killing Me Smalls, and he didn't even know, right? He didn't know what the shirt was.
Yes.
And that's awesome.
That's what the show reminds me of.
Well, yeah, so that's the whole thing that I think that people put on stuff. I used to think about that all the time when I would see people, because I'm a big Billy Joel fan. I'd see somebody wearing a Billy Joel concert t-shirt, and I'd be like, I should probably ask this person what they thought of Cold Spring Harbor. And if they don't know what that is, I'm going to tear the shirt from their back.
Uh-huh.
And I never did that, Jessica.
You never asked them in the first place if they knew?
No, because that would require human interaction. And I don't go that far.
I would not pass street cred on a lot of things. Because most of the merch I wear is, my husband's like huge into Fish, you know, the band.
Sure, yeah.
And I really do not particularly like them, but he always gets me like good Fish gear. And if you ask me street cred questions on them, I would fail.
You see, I think if you had that story, that's okay. Like, if you're like, hey, listen, I don't like Fish. My husband does. I dress this because, you know, my husband likes it when I wear Fish stuff. Then I go, what a great wife. I don't get upset with that. It's when you're a poser that I get upset. Like, if you were walking around going, dude, I love Fish. Of course I love it. Look at my shirt. I love Fish. And then I asked you, like, how do you spell it? And you start with an F. Then I'm like, I'm out. Because it's even spelled PH on your t-shirt, and you have to leave angrily. So I'm okay if there's a story there. Like, if you go, oh, my grandfather liked the Yankees, I don't care about him, but he died and left me this shirt, so I wear this shirt. Then I go, okay, that's fine.
I'm surprised there are so many logo tees.
That's all people wear. Really? Jessica, are you kidding?
You're not wearing a logo tee.
Well, I'm a sophisticated adult. No, I would say 90%. You've seen me
in my
Flash
shorts
and my Flash t-shirt and my Batman t-shirts. You've seen all these. My Exit 19 hat.
That's true.
I can answer every question about Exit 19.
And Flash, probably.
And Flash. Oh, Anna, I don't know if you'll be surprised to hear this. None of the nerd questions like Star Wars, Flash, Superman, I needed any reference book to write them.
Okay, so yeah, how did this all work? Did you guys like pick out someone with a shirt and like run up to them real quickly, and then she had like an earpiece in?
Well, no, you had your questions written out, right?
I did. Jay wrote the questions. They were very funny. He did like real trivia, but also like real trivia interspersed with funny anecdotes, like referencing Daryl Strawberry having done coke,
right,
et cetera.
It's like, which Met would you be least like to have holding cocaine for you?
Oh, like, oh, they had sports jerseys too. They had to answer those questions.
Oh, yes, sports jerseys for sure, Jessica. Yeah.
So on my honeymoon, we went to a football game, soccer game, and everyone had football, the same guy's jersey on. I've never seen anything like it before.
Really? Which team?
His name, FC Barcelona.
Okay.
And his name was Messi.
Yeah, Lionel Messi, the greatest player in the history of
soccer.
Literally
everyone had his shirt on in the entire stadium. No other player.
Well, of course.
I got a shirt for Messi too, of course.
Oh, did you? And if I asked you anything.
I a single thing other than I hear he's a living legend.
Yeah, I think you would prefer Ronaldo because he's much better looking.
Yeah.
I think if I got
That's
you.
That's what I was going to say.
I'd go back to David.
Because he gets covered by like celebrity blogs, which is my thing. Like if I saw someone with a Britney Spears shirt, I would be like, 5 questions. Out of the gate. Like, what kind of grits does she like? Cheesy or not? Like, I would know all of that.
You know what? That's actually, as I'm sitting here thinking about that, that would actually be a fun segment to do on a full half hour show where it's like you're wearing a shirt you don't know anything about, but what shirt would you know? And then we like pull out a t-shirt and we give it to them if they can answer 5 questions. Because like if I go, I'm wearing this Yankee shirt because, you know, somebody told me to.
I was wondering if someone has a street cred, do they get like a dollar? What do they get?
Well, when the show goes onto a TV show, we will give them money. But as it stands now, Bill had the idea of giving them plastic straws.
Because they're
going to be worth more than gold, is Bill's thinking.
Because they're going away.
Because they're going away. Oh. I stopped at Starbucks, didn't get a straw. I had to sip it like an animal. Like they give you
I've already invested in my metal and glass straws, and they are delightful.
Oh yeah,
I do have them too.
Nice change.
You know what? I guess
I found out that there's actual plastic in fish you eat, it's like, okay, I stop with the straws.
And I'm gonna tell you,
terrifying.
A metal straw would be good to have around in case you emergency tracheotomy. Right? If your windpipe is blocked,
hopefully
you just
that doesn't happen.
You just shove a metal straw in there. No, I'm just saying it's got like a double thing. That's actually why Legos are hollow. Did you know that?
No.
So that if it gets caught in your windpipe, you can still breathe. If you look at like the Lego heads that you put in, well, Lego thinks about this stuff because kids eat them, and then this way, if it gets lodged in your throat, you can still breathe while you put it in there. So it's A-okay to eat Lego heads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so smart.
It's one of those little things that it's the trivia like this that keeps my wife on the verge of divorce constantly. Just always right on that knife's edge of like, it's ending, Jay.
Do you really watch Jeopardy that often?
Every night.
So what are you going to do with Alex Trebek?
when he retires.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that they bring in Ken Jennings or Deep Blue or wait, Watson, the computer, or Anna Lacey comes in and replaces Trebek and the entire concept of Jeopardy with this new hip idea called Street Cred. Nice. That's what I want to see.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking.
Although you might have to grow a mustache, Anna.
I follow Ken Jennings on Twitter. He's very good.
Well, it's a Trebekian mustache.
Yeah. Testosterone cream. Yeah.
No, I like Ken Jennings a lot, and I think he is the best choice for that.
Yeah, he's good.
He knows everything. Like Trebek, you always think like you just have the answers in front of you. Mm-hmm. But with Ken Jennings, I'd be like, that guy, he just knows. They don't even need to give him the answer. He won like what 34 right. times in a row, right?
Something yeah, crazy. I like the idea of the robot taking over.
The robot, that'd be great. Yeah, and you know, it'd actually be a good symbol of the increased automation taking over our jobs. So, like every Jeopardy episode would be a discussion of our AI future.
Yeah,
which is important. I wonder.
You watch Westworld?
I do. Yes, and it's an interesting thought. When you get right to the bottom of it, is if you think you're alive, isn't that enough to be alive? Right? Like, that's the main question of Westworld.
Is that coming back soon?
Yeah, season three. Well, I guess it'll be next year. I mean, I think season two ran at the, like, February, March, April-ish.
Oh, okay. I thought it was, like, a Thanksgiving time. I don't know. I'm ready for some new shows.
Succession is great.
I was super into it.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. I need to get into that.
The calamari.
But it was...
Was that the calamari?
Is that the same show?
Succession?
Yeah.
Which?
He says this terrible joke. It's like a calamari something.
I don't remember that. I mean, I remember Succession. I watched the show. It's about like a Rupert Murdoch type and his dumb children who are all trying to fight to take over the...
I probably shouldn't even bring it up.
But no, bring it. She's Googling it now, Anna. But Anna, was it a good experience working then for Exit 19? And you know, when this show blows up, will you be writing a tell-all book about us?
My experience has just been stellar, so there would be nothing to put in that book.
Good.
No, it was such a fun day. It was a fun day. It was a great crew. There were like six or seven of us. So it was always great. Like, I'd get someone to agree and then like swarmed by seven people.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We had three cameras and, it was a lot of fun. I spoke to more people, I think, that day than I ever have. I started my time in TV doing MLS and, it was good. It was good to, dust off those muscles.
What was your,
people in New York are cool.
What was your, like, the guy who got everything correct? Wasn't there, I think you were telling me one that was, like, a nerd?
Oh, yeah, it was a guy with a Superman shirt. So I asked him, oh, no, he was wearing something, I might get this wrong, in the Marvel family.
Okay.
Superman, right. Marvel.
Sure.
So we asked him the Superman question. At first, he's like, I don't have time. And I was like, can I ask you about Superman? He's like, okay.
And then, like, let me clear my schedule.
I got out like two words, and he just like, boom, answer. He kept doing that, and then he contested me on one of the questions about the purple power suit.
Yeah, what was his reply on that? Do you remember? Because it's Lex Luthor for sure. So what was his reply?
Now I don't remember. I was going to say... no, it was someone else, but he was like, no, you're wrong. It's this other person.
Wow.
And I was like, maybe, I don't know.
I want to nerd fight that guy.
Yeah, I know. That'd be good. The challenge, bring you out to challenge the person.
Yeah, that's actually, we could do a good segment there. If we have our winner from week to week that they travel with you. And if they, if you get all five right, you have to go against our winner.
You are replacing Jeopardy.
Yeah, I love it.
I kept thinking, because I saw a million like Nike Just Do It shirts. I was like, it could be funny to just intersperse like actual trivia with like, hey, you're wearing a Nike shirt. Who is the CEO of Nike? And no one would know anything.
Phil Knight, actually.
That could just be a fun little bumper. Yeah. Yeah.
Or you could go up to him and like, you could actually go even further and go, Nike was the goddess of what? And then just go into a Greek goddess and God history. You know who Nike was the goddess of?
No, I didn't know.
Victory.
Really? Doesn't Are that you make messing sense? With me?
I'm not. Phil Knight is the CEO of Nike. He started it as a waffle iron, in his garage. He was played, I believe, by Donald Sutherland in the movie Prefontaine. Mm-hmm. And he made the bottom of the sneakers with rubber poured onto a waffle iron.
Cool.
And that was the first set of sneakers that he did. And Nike got us a victory.
How old was Donald Sutherland when he had that movie?
So I guess that was in the 90s. So Donald Sutherland's got to be like 80 something now. So he's in his 60s.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. It might not have been Donald Sutherland. It was like somebody who had like a mustache and that deep voice.
That type. Yeah.
You know, Donald Sutherland type. I want a Donald Sutherland type, but you know, cheaper. That's what you say when you're a producer. I want an Anna Lacey type, but more expensive. And we got Anna Lacey.
Yay.
Anna.
I'm very happy you guys asked me to do it. It was a lot of fun.
We were so pleased that you did. I can't wait to. Our rough cut is delivered tomorrow. Our final cut is delivered on Monday, and we have Authentic. The management agency is representing the project and taking it out. And hopefully, by the time this airs, my goal when I come in to promote this episode at the end of September to go like, you know, can you believe we were talking about a TV deal when Anna was on?
Now we're watching it on TV while we're listening to it on the podcast.
Isn't that amazing? And that would be wonderful. Anna, thank you so much for calling in and taking the time out to do this. You were fantastic, both in the show and on the podcast. It was our pleasure to have you. Where can we find you online, Anna?
On Instagram at Anna Gilligan. That's my maiden name. And Anna Gilligan, I think, NYC on Facebook.
You're running into the same problem that Jessica Nutt / Gibson has.
I think you just have to keep your old handle because you'll just, you know, like it's impossible now to get followers on any platform. And, you know, like they've blocked you unless you pay. And I don't do that.
Yeah. So, no. Oh, so you guys,
you know,
are stuck.
Facebook wants you to buy ads.
The patriarchy wins again.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Anna. We will hopefully be talking to you much more as our stars rise together. Thank you very much for your time.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Bye. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. That's Anna Gilligan, everybody. Anna Lacey, former name Anna Gilligan. Find her online at Anna Gilligan. But Anna Lacey is her name. And yeah, she was great on our show. You need somebody who's good, like talking to people.
Have you seen it yet?
I have seen snippets of it. I have not seen the whole thing put together yet. They're still editing it together.
Okay.
So I'll show you the snippet that we have. She was great in it.
Yeah, I want to see.
And then we get our rough cut tomorrow. So fingers crossed, everybody.
She's big deal.
She is. She's fantastic. I can't believe that we got her.
Yeah.
That's Spadia. He's smooth. I would not have gotten her.
I know how they know each other.
Was it?
They taped a promo together or something.
Oh, and then Bill kept in contact with her.
Yeah.
See, that's the opposite of me. Yeah. I go, hey, that was a lot of fun.
Never call me again.
And then I was like, please do not make eye contact with me or talk to me. But that's to save the other person, Jessica. That isn't because I don't like other people. It's just because I know that you don't want this in your life. I'm like an infection. I'm honest. You know what I am? I'm herpes. It gets into you.
At least you're not describing someone else that way.
No, I'm that way. I get into you and I stick around and like every once in a while I pop up and you're never really happy when I do. You know, there's never a moment where you're like, oh, Jay's here. Great. It's mostly Jay's here. Is there a cream? That's what people say. Can I get a cream to get rid of this? But we're already 30 minutes in. And if Spadia were here, he'd be circling his fingers going, let's get out of here. So this is our only, we have had two episodes now without Spadia.
Yes.
We should be, Spadia should be back next week.
Are we going to like get mad at him if he's like not back again?
I think that the fans will have an uprising. Yeah, they want to hear the dulcet tones of Bill Spadia. Yeah, they don't. I mean, much as you're great, nobody wants to hear me open the show, Jessica. Nobody wants to go. You know what this is? I'm like the Shemp episodes of the Three Stooges.
Well, at least you don't call it Chasing Millennial.
Oh, no. I call it Speaking Millennial, which is the proper name. And as always, if you want to find Bill Spadia, he's at Bill Spadia on Twitter, although you shouldn't be on Twitter. It's a cesspool of terrible emotions being stoked by the Russians. Jessica Gibson, but you can find her at Chasing Jess Nutt.
I'm sticking with it.
She's sticking with it, and you can find me nowhere except on the tips of your tongues and in the center of your hearts. I'm Jay Black, and thanks for listening. Goodbye, everybody.